Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School, building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday, we can expect heavy rain showers and a moderate breeze, highs of 16, lows of 14. Tuesday, we can expect light rain and a fresh breeze, highs of 17, lows of 13. Wednesday, we can expect light rain showers and a fresh breeze, highs of 18, lows of 13. Thursday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 18, lows of 13. Friday, we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 19, lows of 13. That's it for your weekly weather. We'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now.
In Ireland news this week, Southern Vectis has revolutionised the way in which bus passengers can plan journeys and buy tickets for its services across the Isle of Wight. The local operator has unveiled a new app offering customers the chance to tailor their travel plans, track their intended bus in real time, and buy their tickets instantly. Andrew Wickham, Southern Vectis Managing Director, said, "Apps are not a new thing. We were one of the first operators to introduce one several years ago, but this is very different, a much improved concept in bus travel and ticketing." Meanwhile, John Giddens, the man behind the Isle of Wight Festival, has said the event will be going ahead this year. The music event was cancelled last year and moved to September this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. John Giddens has assured music fans that the festival will be happening. He has also expressed his anger and dismay at the lack of financial support from the government for the live music and entertainment industry. He said, "The bottom line is we're being treated like second-class citizens. They're allowing the Grand Prix, the tennis and the football, but all those events are financed by TV income, the audience's peripheral." And finally, Isle of Wight Council planning officers have been praised for their decision-making after almost 80% of their rulings were upheld by the planning inspectorate. Latest figures from the council show that of the 42 decisions presided over by the planning inspectorate in 2020 and 2021, only 9 or 21.4% were overturned by the higher authority. Councillor Paul Fuller, the cabinet member for planning and housing, said he was pleased to see the council was strong in comparison to other planning authorities, but had concerns about the delay of decisions coming from the planning inspectorate. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycutts-O'Toole.
Hi, I'm James from Vectis Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 28th of June 1971 was the birth date of Elon Musk, who is currently one of the richest people in the world. Elon Musk was intelligent from an early age and created a basic computer game when he was 10 years old. Although Musk has achieved many things, arguably his greatest accomplishment is that of SpaceX. SpaceX is a company that focuses on space travel. It was the first private company that successfully launched a self-landing rocket booster and is developing a fully reusable rocket called Starship. The main goal of SpaceX is to enable the colonization of Mars. The 29th of June 1613 was when the Globe Theatre burnt down during a play. The Globe was built to perform the plays of William Shakespeare and was built in 1599. During a performance of a play called Henry VIII, cannon that was set off during the performance misfired and a burning cloth started a fire that destroyed the theatre. The Globe was rebuilt but was pulled down in 1664 to make room for housing. In 1997, an operational modern reconstruction was built, around 230 metres from the place of the original. The 29th of June 2007 was when the iPhone was released by Apple. The iPhone revolutionised mobile phones and did this because of two things, a touchscreen and the App Store. A touchscreen meant that all the users had to do to use something was to touch, hold or swipe in a certain way, which made everything faster. The App Store was a platform that allowed people to quickly download applications or apps onto their phone, as well as allowing people to develop their own apps. That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
During the 4P's radio course, I've learnt what it means to present, produce, promote and podcast. I have learnt to edit voice recordings and to just be yourself. And the 4P's has helped me improve my confidence. I would really recommend this to people. It's just a really great experience. If you'd like to try it, contact Ian Mack at ian.mack@vectisradio.fm.
Hello, this is Jasper with my weird and wonderful word of the week. This week's word is siamachy. S-C-I-A-M-A-C-H-Y. It can mean sham fighting for exercise or practice, or an argument or conflict with an imaginary opponent. It originated from the early 17th century from the Greek word skiamachia, from the prefix skia, which means shadow, plus the suffix machia, which means fighting. That's all. Join us next week for another weird and wonderful word of the week. Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays of the week. Out of all the pastries that are made around the world, it is probably the apple turnover that is one of the most popular. Apple Turnover Day, observed on Monday the 5th of July, is becoming even more popular every year and celebrates a pastry with sweet or savoury fillings. Think of it as like a portable apple pie that can be eaten anywhere without needing both of your hands free. It's a perfect moment to enjoy this extraordinary confection. Despite how important they are today, it is surprising how few people know about virtual assistants, let alone what they do. Virtually Hug a Virtual Assistant Day, observed on Tuesday the 6th of July, celebrates those who believe that working in an office doesn't make any sense and who provide essential services to businesses from their own homes. Show appreciation virtually by hugging the screen, sending an email, or just saying thank you. Many people know someone they need to forgive or who needs forgiveness from someone else. Everyone carries some kind of guilt or pain during their life. Forgiveness Day, observed on Wednesday the 7th of July, is a chance to ignore differences, to forget about all of those arguments, and to start over, as those who can forgive are shown to be happier than those who cannot. Finally, every year the population of the world is growing. World Population Day, observed on Sunday the 11th of July, raises awareness about the fact that we cannot sustain our planet with our current population growth rate, and that the current issues and affairs we are suffering, such as poverty and unequal human rights, will not get any better without some form of action. It is a day to be mindful of the challenges of more and more people living in the world. That's all. Join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are some celebrity birthdays. Tom Cruise, who's a movie actor, born in 1962, he's 59 years old. Betty Buckley, who's a movie actress, born in 1947, he's 74. And Vince Clark, who's a pop singer, born in 1960, who's 61. That's it for FM's birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
In Ireland news this week, the application process for school transport privilege seats is now open. parents of children that are not eligible for a local authority funded seat on contracted school bus transport can apply for a privilege seat up until 4 p.m. on Friday the 9th of July 2021. For details on how to apply, please visit www.iow.gov.uk/privilege. Privilege seats are spare seats sold to parents who choose to send their child to a school other than their nearest school. As was the case last year, a privilege seat costs £390, the equivalent of around £2 a day over the academic year, which can be paid in termly or in half-termly instalments. Meanwhile, Island Roads are praising the efforts of all partners involved in the carriageway improvement work at St George's Way for limiting the impact of delays following unexpected challenges with on-site work. The Isle of Wight Council scheme, which began in March this year, is the latest phase of ongoing investment to improve traffic flows in and around Newport and is designed to help resolve the bottlenecks currently caused at either end of St George's Way by traffic queuing to enter Cobbins Bridge and on the approach to Matalan Roundabout. The grant-funded project involves extending the lanes at either end to enable traffic to travel along and beyond St George's Way via Cobbins Bridge and Matalan Roundabout more efficiently. This in turn has required the rerouting of a number of utility services, including those from SSE, BT and White Fibre, which sit beneath the carriageway and footway surface. However, this has presented unexpected challenges with some significant services found in a different location to where they had been mapped. This required additional work which all parties have worked together to resolve. Kevin Burton, network manager for Island Roads, said, "Unfortunately, even with all of the upfront planning on major schemes like these, it is sometimes impossible to know exactly what you are going to come across beneath the surface of the carriageway until you start to excavate." Finally, local arts for wellbeing charity Independent Arts has announced its forthcoming Looking Out from Lockdown tour, taking place at various venues across the Isle of Wight this summer. Looking Out from Lockdown is an island-wide project celebrating the creativity of island people during lockdown, both in 2020 and again in 2021. Pieces from this online gallery, which can be found here, have now been selected to feature in a series of summer exhibitions which will take place in Ryde, Ventnor, Cowes, Freshwater and Newport from July through to September, giving as many people as possible the chance to visit and see the work created by a cross-section of islanders during the pandemic. Work was submitted from all corners of the Isle of Wight, from those aged 7 to 77, and includes landscape paintings, sketches, sculptures, photography, as well as flower arrangements and baking. That's all, I'm Jasper Haycox-O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.